as we are together in promoting a culture of safety and driving. As زي ما قلت لكم من الصباح الليلة هنحتفل بأسبوع من أجل سلامة المرور وسلامة الشوارع للناس اللي بيقود العربات في جوبا أو في ولايات أو في العواصم إذا كانت عربية. وأنت من الناس اللي بيسوق عربات. This is United Nations Mission Road Safety Week. Together in promoting a culture of safe driving to save lives. And this week, the United Nations in South Sudan is engaging in Traffic Safety Week campaign to promote safe driving. This message that the transport sections of the missions would like to share with everyone who are listening right now to Radio Mirai Breakfast Show all over the country. Each year, many lives are lost due to poor driving road behaviors. When was the last time you saw someone driving while on phone speaking to somebody at the same time driving? To talk about these campaigns and safe driving practice, we have colleague from the transport sections of the mission. And with me in the studio, this is our new studio we are broadcasting this morning, the 30th of September. Welcome, Omia Sese. Welcome to Radio Mirai. I hope that I'm pronouncing your name well.
That's it. But if you remember Mother, you'll be able to pronounce it, right?
Mother, all right.
Mother is Umi, right?
Yeah, Umi.
Good.
Umi in Arabic.
Good.
All right. So now I can pronounce it well. Umi.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Umi, and good morning. This is a week that's been launched by United Mission in South Sudan, Safe Driving Week. Tell me more about this.
Now, thank you very much for having me today. Before diving into the question itself, you asked something really important. When was the last time you saw someone driving on phone, driving while on phone?
Yes.
Actually, I just did. While coming here.
Did a mistake before coming to our studio.
See? So, like, I saw two violations. One with, of course, a mobile phone, and one of my colleagues stopped the individual and talking to, you know, it was the right way. It was the right time to sensitize this person about the dangers of using a phone while driving. And another person I saw wasn't with a seatbelt. So as he was coming through the roundabout, so like a lot of us in t-shirts, the person was just hurrying to put on the seatbelt. So it's just a way of telling you, it's not when you see traffic authorities that you should try to respect the traffic rules. I mean, these are measures that are put in place to save your life. You should be doing it with or without anyone watching you. Yeah? So coming back to the question itself, like you said, my name is Umi Sise. I work in the transport section here in UNMISS. And actually, we are celebrating the Road Safety Week campaign, which starts, of course, today, the 30th September. And the final day will be the 5th of October, 2024. So actually, Transport Road Safety Week campaign is an annual initiative that is meant to raise awareness on road safety, to help people understand the devastating effects of traffic road accidents. Now, we do celebrate this, like I said, annually. And the whole issue around the celebration is to raise awareness. So this year, we don't just want to raise awareness and, you know, forget. We want the information to sink.
Yes.
And that is why we came up with some amazing activities that we will, of course, discuss later, that will mark the event of this road safety the whole week.
Yeah, I can see even from the t-shirt that you're wearing, it's already designed.
See?
You're giving all the traffic
exactly.
lights. Yeah, one of the major challenges, Umi, with the behaviors on the roads, that is many drivers can seem to be keep their attention off their phones. Why this concern for everybody, as you mentioned from your way coming to our studio, actually, you was on phone while driving. I mean, how this can be kept, I mean, can be a good message to drivers that it's very, really, very dangerous, driving while on phone.
Good. So hence the awareness creation for this whole week. It could have just been a day and then you'll meet some people, you will not meet some people. But now we have made it a collaborative effort. If you can see, all sections within UNMISS have a part to play in this week-long campaign. Now, starting from the 30th today. That is today.
Yes.
There will be awareness through sharing of PR materials, ranging from T-shirts. In fact, you can come get your T-shirts later.
Yes.
Ranging from T-shirts, uh-huh. caps. We have a lot of other PR materials, from brochures. We have stickers. We have posters, you know, that will be going around the whole day today. In fact, we will also have stalls around Siano and Fresco during lunch break, because we know there is a lot of convergence during that time. And also we'll be going around the whole camp just to make sure we get to every nook and corner, to every personnel within the UNMISS camp, that you get a brochure that will say a word. We have other pledges. We have other information that people will read and then be like, because two things that mostly cause mm-hmm. accidents are, one, the lack of obeying the traffic rules,
yes,
the traffic laws, and also the lack of total unawareness. You know, there are people who are not aware of any traffic regulations mm-hmm. at all. So these are mostly causes of accidents. So when we have talk, you understand, peer-to-peer talk with people, causes of accidents, what we can do to avoid this kind of accidents, because the life you save may be your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So we will be doing this. And then on the 2nd, that is tomorrow, we will have off-road practical trainings, which is very important. Basic mechanical skills that every person Diver. Controlling a vehicle should have. You know, especially us women, the basic things.
Even myself, actually, I don't have any
See,
information.
How to change a tire. Mm-hmm. How to know when your clutch is faulty. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sometimes you just drive. Mm-hmm. You have a faulty clutch. You don't know. Your brake is faulty. You don't know. These are the basic things that they will be doing during this off-road practical exercise within all transport workshops.
Yes.
And mind you, these events will be going concurrently. UN House, Tumping, and all the states.
Yes, it's not like UNMISS. This is especially only for UNMISS, not involving the rest. I mean, outside and outside the road and traffic police as well.
Well, the most important part is we will also have them, the local traffic authorities, will be coming to do a presentation on the local under their local traffic laws.
All right.
Which will be on Friday. It will be on Friday. And most important, we will also have them on the radio. From their presentation, we'll have them on the radio to also do a lot of sensitization. Because what? They're a stakeholder, very important one.
Indeed.
Because UNMISS, we don't just drive within UNMISS. We drive
outside. Yes, indeed.
And which laws do we
follow? Across the country, actually. That's
exactly.
Where
which laws do we follow?
Mm-hmm.
The local laws.
Yes.
So it's a good thing that we need to have an idea about what the local laws are.
Yes. Coming to a practical sense, Umi, is there anything that people can do to avoid this? I mean, probably use of hands, free kits, are they safe, needed to be used, I mean, to be carried on?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Some safety risks include over-speeding. You can see UNMISS did a very good job by putting that, you know, car log. When you over-speed, to make sure you slow down.
Yeah.
Over-speeding is very dangerous. If we avoid over-speeding, we can avoid a lot of road accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, talking on the phone or any form of distraction. You can be talking on the phone or somebody sits next to you and just distracting you while instead of concentrating where you are driving, mm-hmm. you're concentrating on the person that you're talking to. Or someone can be sitting behind, like trying to grab your attention.
Yes,
all those things are forms of distraction. Drinking while driving,
mm-hmm.
or using drugs while driving. These are all dangerous, you know, ways to, you know, make you get involved in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And not wearing seat belts. Like I told you when I was coming, it's not a matter of somebody is watching. It's for your own safety. Yeah?
Yeah.
And also failing to obey traffic rules and traffic signs. In instances where you have roundabouts, follow the traffic rules.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not, you'll bump into each other, which will cause accidents. If you have traffic lights, follow the lines, like green, you have the yellow, you have the red, follow them.
Mm-hmm.
No bend, don't bend. No U-turn, don't do U-turn.
Yes.
Yes, these are some of the things that could save
us. Sometimes it's speed overtaking. I mean, we just coming and then you want, like, people normally look like in Juba, especially driving from now to Godele roads, is really around 4 to 5, is really very crowded, where everybody want to overtake. Passing without even looking at the safety of this, how this can be maintained, overtaking, and this is could be a reason of making an accident.
Patience, we just need to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
In dispatch, you know, we have all our dispatch drivers every day plying the road, going to pick national staff, going to drop national staff, and most of them always complain about congestion. but patience. Remember, no road is too far as long as you are protecting yourself and the people that you are driving. Mm. So just have patience, follow the traffic rules, and then you'll get where you are going. Like I always said, the road is too wide, mm-hmm. but too narrow again.
Yes, indeed.
Because we are impatient.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So just take your time, and then you will get to where you are going to, no matter what time it takes. Yes.
There is a concern, Omi, again, actually just mentioned, but one, your message on this. Normally people on weekend, as you mentioned, drinking and drive, is really happening when you wake up like this morning, Monday, you see a lot of accident, motorbikes, accident, people go into, this is bad, bad, really. What could be your take on this? To those who, they can enjoy their time. I mean, they can go for disco, dancing, or a club. But what is your message, especially with drinking while driving is really killing a lot of people in Juba streets, especially Juba, been witnessing a lot of accidents.
It is dangerous. You know, we all want to have fun at the point in that.
Yes.
At a point. Like you walk from Monday to Friday, or stress. Monday to Thursday, mm-hmm. and on Friday you just want to go have fun. Mm-hmm. Remember, someone might be on the road. Perhaps you are saying in your mind, I don't care who is on the road. It could be a family member, you know. Mm-hmm. It could be yourself driving, because accident happened in a way that you don't plan. Am I the one who's going to be killed? Mm-hmm. You can cause the accident, and then you're the one who is killed instead of the person that is, you know, meant to be killed.
Yeah.
So TCU, the Traffic Control Unit, but in UNMISS, and the MPs are doing a very good job here. Now, some people may think it's a witch hunt. After Friday, you know, we have Friday parties, mm-hmm. which, of course, I like to attend, Plan B.
Yes.
So after Plan B...
It's within, okay.
It is within, yes. Yeah. But, you know, when we go for partying, the nicest thing, the most swaggy thing to do is to drink. Mm-hmm. So when we drink, please, if you're drunk, get someone to drive you. Or walk home. But do not sit behind the wheel, because it could be dangerous.
Yeah. Now, the importance of drives as takes, whereas including the drivers, what should be, your final remarks on this week?
Now, the theme for this year, let me start right there. The theme is safe driving to save lives, minimizing the risk of road accidents. Mm-hmm. Now, when you drive safe, you save a life. And when you save a life, come on, you get a reward from God.
Yeah.
Because these are lives that are made by God. So when you mm-hmm. save it, yeah. Why do we say doctors, they have a noble job? Because they save lives. So why can't we be like one? So some of the significance of this whole road safety is to promote safe driving practices, to make sure we put in place precautionary measures that will save your life and save the life of others. Now, we will have, like I mentioned, community sessions that will bring out our collective responsibility. It is not a one-man show. Whether the traffic officer that's standing, whether the one driving, or even the pedestrians that apply in the roads, it is our collective responsibility to make sure we save as much lives as we can. Just to continue the rest of the activities that we'll be having before
okay,
I close.
Go ahead, yes.
On the 3rd of October, we'll be having a karaoke night. Like I told you, this is supposed to be memorable.
It's a type of dancing or
singing.
Singing, all right.
Yes, you can come. Freestyle singing.
All right.
And the winner, of course, winners will get amazing prizes. Yeah, we want this year's activities to sink in people's heads, because sometimes, you know, the more fun it is, the longer it stays in your head. So the karaoke night will be on Wednesday, and then Thursday we'll have a movie night where we will showcase and then show a lot of movies that are related to, you know, road safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, that's Plan B again, we will have a dance night, which we will also organize a dance competition that is all geared towards bringing people together to make sure we sensitize them on road safety. While we are doing this dancing competition,
on the
sideline, we will be calling people, you know, sensitizing, or the MC will be on the mic, road safety, and, you know, all of those things, the things that you can do to save your life and save the life of people around you. Then on Saturday, 5th, that's the final day.
Yeah, the final closing. Day. All right.
It will be closed with a marathon. The marathon will start 7 a.m. You can also join the marathon, all of you. Mm-hmm. The marathon will be 5 to 10 kilometers within around the camp.
Okay.
Yes. So from there, immediately around 10, 11, we will be heading to Plan B again to have the festival, the cultural festival, mm-hmm. where we will showcase the different cultures. Exactly, within the mission here. We will also have food distribution, food exhibition, from different, you know, cultures again, and then we'll also have continental dishes, and we will close the program from there.
Yes, yes.
But the most important message that I want to give out to the people that are listening right now, please, 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 fasten your seatbelts at all time, obey all traffic rules at all time, you know, be a decent driver. Be a hero, like, you know, within the posters that we have, you say, be a hero. A hero is someone who is not afraid to, you know, obey.
Yes.
This is what I call a hero.
Obey the
someone,
laws.
A superhero who has, you know, flexed muscles and all of those things. No, someone who obeys rules. It's not going to cost you anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to make you save a life.
Yes. Yes. So, Omi Sese from Transport Sections, thank you for joining me this morning and wish you a very, very wonderful week, safety week.
Thank you very much.
Yes. The can Omi Sese, I mean, Gisimbita Tel Mosalat in UNMISS, the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, they are launching a whole week of safety roads campaign that is happening starting today, the 30th of September, up to the 6th of October, at next week, where they will be carrying different activities on how you can be safe, how you drive. As according to her, don't drive while you're drinking, don't drive, and you're on phone, actually, this weekend. Weekend guys, when she has been telling it seriously that when you go for fun after a whole week in stress and you drink, please don't jam on seat behind the wheel and then you start like driving home. This is very dangerous. And also don't use drug while driving. These are very, very tricky, the things that can kill. I mean, you can lose your life and the rest of you are carrying. The can isbo bitat salam al mururi al bidashino ba'asat al wamutahida fi jinoa sudan. هيكون خلال الفترة بتاع الأسبوع من الليلة لحد الأسبوع الجاي هيكونوا برضه هيقدموا كثير من المعلومات حول الأسبوع ده. Nawasil, I will be right back. Just 1 minute to the Mirai Breakfast Show headlines.